Welcome, everybody, to the 2024
Next
California Council of Blind Convention. Our theme here tonight and for the next few days is Welcome Back to the Future with CCB. We're here to celebrate our achievements. Welcome to everybody on Zoom and around the country and possibly around the world listening on ACB Media. With that, Andrea, I believe our first order of, well, I was going to say order of business, but it's not really business, but our first activity for the evening is to play a recording. So here's where we get to test that. Will you please play for us?
Here we go.
Welcome to the Hall of Fame History Project as we celebrate our 90th anniversary.
We are here because I was asked to do a project celebrating our 90th anniversary. And that just boggles my mind. 90 years. And I know that probably there aren't a lot of people that can tell us about the history that lived through it. But I think it's important to talk to those who can, and it's my joy to start with talking to Judy Wilkinson. Hi, Judy.
Hi there, Regina. And as I always say, I'm only 10 years younger than CCB itself.
That boggles my mind, too. But you know, you don't act it, and that's the key. So what can you tell us about CCB?
Well, as we all know, it was founded on October 6, 1934, when a number of folks got together in Fresno. At the meeting on October 6th, a number of people came together with the idea of forming an organization of the blind. There were agency folks, there were blind folks, there were people from all kinds of communities. The agency people sort of thought that they would help set up an organization that would assist blind people. The blind people thought that was fine, but they wanted to make sure they had control. Hence, the name was very important, and the name California Council of the Blind. People really need to hear the significance of the difference between for and of, and we're always trying to educate folks about that. But that name did prevail, and that sentiment set the theme of an organization of the blind. Now, that organization eventually became part of the National Federation of the Blind, which was founded in 1940. Many of the same California people who founded the California Council were instrumental in establishing the National Federation of the Blind. Remember, the California Council was itself an affiliate of the National Federation until the mid-1970s. Now, ACB broke from the National Federation in 1961, but California stayed a member until the mid-70s when it broke away from the National Federation, a very long story, which I won't go into at this time. The council was itself an independent organization for several years, six maybe, and then eventually joined the American Council of the Blind California affiliate, and the two California affiliates merged, and finally then we had one organization. And much of that time, Bob Acosta was the leader from the late 60s, early 70s, all the way through the mid-80s. So he was there through the transition with the American Council of the Blind California affiliate. And we are here today, still a member of the American Council of the Blind.
Thank you for that, because that was very confusing to me. Well, there were some leaders then that were in both organizations, and some are in our Hall of Fame. And I thought, concentrating on the Hall of Fame, and I'm glad you agreed with me, Judy, we decided together that the Hall of Fame would be the way to really highlight our organization.
Remember, a lot of the Hall of Famers come from the original American Council of the Blind group. But of course, we all know who Newell Perry, Jacobus Tenbrook, Robert Campbell, and Perry Sundquist. And those will be talked about throughout this history for sure, because they're kind of the big four, if you will. I want to say that there are a lot of people in the hall. There are 31 men, 14 women. There's only one, I'm sad to say, African-American, Ahmad Rahman. Here are the people about whom we have relatively little information, and our apologies to them. They're kind of off in the mist of history. We just don't have anybody living who knows much about them. There are two women, Iona Miller and Birdona Goodard, who we know were instrumental in the Business Enterprise Program. There's Margaret Noah Nickerson, who is a teacher of the deaf-blind. There's Leslie B. Schlingheide. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. We know he was an attorney, but nothing else. John Hebner. Everybody I talk to about John Hebner says, I know Audrey.
I do know Audrey Hebner as well. She trained me on how to be a receptionist when I started at Sacramento Society for the Blind. And she told me she was very involved with the American Council of the Blind because I erroneously told her, I know you're a member of NFB. And she said, no, I'm not. And she was very passionate about that. But she is one of the big reasons that I started to investigate American Council of the Blind and got in touch with Rhonda King.
We don't have any information on John nor Henry Bent, who is in the Hall of Fame along with his wife, Juliet Esterly Bent, whom you'll be hearing about elsewhere, Ahmad Rahman, and Elmer Ledger. My apologies to those dear people, but we honor their names. I want to acknowledge the women behind the scenes, however. People like Hazel Tenbrook, who was instrumental in helping Dr. Jacoba Sendbrook read and drive. People like Rosemary Gill, who helped raise those five kids while Al was out doing the work of the organization, and so many other women. And we just don't want to forget those. And that's the end of my general introductory comments about the Hall of Fame, Regina.
All right. And you'll hear more from us.
We'll be back later with another episode from our Hall of Fame History Project.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you, Regina and Judy, for that little tour down the through the Hall of Fame and some of the names that many of us may not recognize on there. Next up, do we have Don Queen in the room? I didn't see him up here on the stage, but Don, if you're in the room, you could raise your hand for us, and we'll have Andrea look for you. Give Don permission to mute, and while we're doing that, my apologies. I should have announced this before playing that audio.
No, it's fine. Yeah.
But for the rest of this evening, and definitely for the next few days, whenever we play audio like that, if you're listening into us or participating on a Zoom app on a mobile device, I know it's this way on a mobile device.
I think he's unmuted. I'm sorry.
Yep. Hey, Don, give me just a minute here.
Yes.
But if you're listening in on a mobile device through the Zoom app on your iPhone, iPad, I assume on an Android device, you will need to make sure to be on that screen when we play these audio things. Otherwise, you're just going to get dead air. So whenever we introduce one of these audio things and are playing one, we will encourage you to make sure to, if you've switched over to a different app, you know, maybe you're messaging someone or, you know, checking your fantasy scores, whatever it is, when we go to do these, then be sure to switch back to the Zoom app screen. With that being said, Don is here to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. So pretend that we have a flag up here. If you have one in your house, you can do that. But otherwise, Don, please lead us in the pledge.
Yes, well, it's nice to be here and see everybody again. All these dates, I always thought I was born the same year as the CCB in 1935, but I was a year late. it's a real pleasure to be here. Okay, I understand I'm supposed to lead the allegiance to the flag. Is that correct?
That's my understanding, sir.
Oh, that's what you are waiting for. Nobody said, so I didn't say. So anyway, well, all of you, I'm proud to do this. And so those of you who are present, you can stand, and those who can't stand or not, and the flag will be in your heart if it's not in front of you. So here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, individually, and with liberty and justice for all. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Don. We appreciate that, and thank you for that intro and for leading us in that pledge. So, next up, we have what do we have? We have the convention rules that are going to be played for us, and then afterwards we will have our first experience with voting. So, Andrea, do you have them there to play for us?
I do.
CCB Virtual Convention Rules. Section 5.2.1 of the California Council of the Blind bylaws require that at the beginning of each convention, the membership assembled shall adopt convention rules. The rules for the virtual CCB conference and convention are as follows. Registered attendees may join the convention via the Zoom platform or by listening in on ACB Media. If you attend using the Zoom platform, the following rules apply. All participants will be automatically muted when you enter the Zoom webinar room. Only those participating via the Zoom platform will have the ability to call for the floor or speak to the assembly during the convention. 2. If you are seeking the floor for any purpose, you must raise your hand to join the queue to be recognized. From your landline phone, press star 9. Press Alt Y on your PC or Command Y on your Mac. And on your smartphone or tablet application, locate the raise hand button at the bottom of the screen and double tap. Important: the raise hand command is a toggle. If you enter the command a second time, you will lower your hand. The moderator will always lower your hand for you. 3. Asking for the floor. The moderator will alert the chair that someone is asking for the floor. This will result in the chair recognizing you, and the moderator will unmute you, allowing you to speak. The moderator will then lower your hand. When you are finished speaking, the moderator will then mute your line again. Virtual Convention Etiquette. The conference and convention is a live event. To ensure a good experience for all attendees, rules must be followed. Anyone not following these rules may be dropped from the convention and could be blocked from attendance. A. If your microphone is live for any reason, do not mute and unmute yourself unless instructed by the chair or moderator. Doing so will interfere with the convention. B. Foul language, broadcast of inappropriate video, etc. will not be tolerated. Any individual engaging in such behaviors will be immediately dropped and blocked by the moderator. C. Raise your hand only when you wish to ask for the floor. Wait to be recognized by the moderator. The moderator will alert the chair of those seeking the floor in the order hands are raised. D. While your hand is raised and you are waiting to speak, make sure your surroundings are quiet. Turn down the radio. Ask others in the room to please stop talking, stop rattling paper, washing dishes, setting the microwave, etc. Remember that background noise is amplified when you are on the air, and it is irritating to others. All convention matters requiring a vote will be handled to the best ability in accordance with the CCB bylaws, CCB tradition, and the latest version of Robert's Rules of Order. The bylaws committee chair will serve as parliamentarian. Standing rules. 1. Each debatable issue before the convention shall be limited to approximately 20 minutes, with a 2-minute time limit per speaker, alternating between affirmative and opposing speakers. A majority of the members must agree in order to extend debate for an additional period of time. This will be done by using the raise hand feature on Zoom. The moderator will alert the chair if there is a majority. A. Motions to close debate will not be recognized by the chair during the first debate period. After the first debate period, properly made motions such as, I call for the question or I move the previous question will be handled by the chair and voted on by the assembly. B. The chair may close debate when no one seeks the floor. C. Each member is respectfully urged to speak directly to the issue before the assembly and avoid unnecessary and time-consuming dialogue. D. No member will be recognized a second time to debate unless there is not anyone else wishing to debate on that side. E. The chair shall appoint a timekeeper at the beginning of the debate period. 2. Recognition to speak will be given to those members who properly address the chair. Motions that may interrupt a speaker may be called by using the raise hand feature on Zoom, responded to by the chair, and explained by the mover if requested by the chair. Examples: point of order, point of information, parliamentary inquiry, question of privilege, call for orders of the day, etc. 3. Changes to the published convention program may be proposed to the membership as deemed necessary by the presiding officer or his/her appointee. The presiding officer will explain the reason for such change and inform the assembly of their right to question the recommended modification. After this explanation, if 25 or more members object to the proposed change, by virtually standing by using the raise hand feature on Zoom in objection, the change requires debate and a majority vote to modify the convention program. 4. During elections of CCB officers and directors, nominating and seconding speeches shall be limited to 5 minutes per candidate with the speaking time allocated according to the candidate's wishes. A person nominated for an office more than once shall be given 1 minute. 5. Anyone meeting the requirements for voting of being a member of CCB in accordance with the CCB bylaws is entitled to vote on any matter coming before the convention, provided that A. The person's name appears on a chapter or affiliate's certified membership list submitted 30 days prior to convention, and that chapter or affiliate has paid their membership dues, or an individual has paid their at-large membership dues directly to CCB. C. During a record vote, membership will be certified by CCB volunteers. Voting instructions for the CCB virtual convention elections. Whenever an officer or board of director election is contested, a CCB member who has paid their dues for the current year prior to the credentials deadline will be eligible to vote. Delegate votes will be cast live on the Zoom platform. Delegate votes will be calculated by CCB treasurer. Chapter and affiliate delegates will be asked to raise their virtual hand to be given the ability to unmute themselves when called upon to cast their vote. Delegates should remute themselves immediately following the casting of their vote. A member will cast his/her individual vote by using a landline phone or smartphone to call or text. CCB members who are certified to have paid their membership dues by the deadline will receive information prior to convention that will contain their assigned phone number to be used to cast their individual vote. CCB volunteers will be recording the individual votes. Members will be instructed as to when it is time to cast their individual votes. If a member has misplaced their assigned voting phone number, they will be able to call an information line to retrieve the information. The information line phone number will be announced during elections. When voting, you must provide your full name in order to establish your eligibility to vote, as well as the person for whom you are voting for. Please note, your vote will still count even if you misspell the name of a candidate in a text message. CCB volunteers will not disclose how anyone cast their individual vote. CCB volunteers are instructed to confirm text message votes. It may take up to 10 minutes to receive this confirmation, depending on the volume of calls and text messages they are receiving. Please be patient. After the final votes have been cast, CCB volunteers will send the calculated member votes to the CCB-appointed representative to be added to the delegate vote. Once individual and delegate votes are calculated, the chair will announce the result. Bylaw amendments and resolutions. After there has been a thorough discussion on any bylaw amendment or resolution as described in the standing rules, the chair will ask if any members object to the bylaw amendment or resolution to raise their hand virtually. If more than 10 members raise their hand, a virtual voice vote will be called with virtual raised hands representing members' voices. This concludes the reading of the convention rules.
All right. Hey, Andrew or Larry or somebody, who is it that's reading to us with those this year?
It's the same thing, same person we had last year, I think. I don't remember.
It's Adam from 11
Adam.
Labs.
That's it. I can remember his
he's
name.
Great. Yeah. Adam is great.
Adam makes everything very cool.
I actually think Adam has gotten to be a better reader this year than he was last year, even. It's only why I knew it. I knew recognized his voice. I just didn't remember his name. So before I ask for a motion on this, I do want to add something to what was read there, where it said that everybody's going to be given their phone number to call or text for voting on Friday night. It was brought to my attention this afternoon that many people, I understand that anyone who does not have email has been called with your phone number that you will use on Friday evening. However, I understand that many folks, I don't know exactly where this fell down or what happened, but that many folks after about the letter K in the alphabet may not have received their information by email. Apologize, Nicole was out sick today, so but I've been in touch with her, and we'll be getting those out tomorrow, as well as I will try to quickly go through them on Friday night, and we will have a phone number that will be announced a few times during the voting on Friday. Of where to call in case you miss it, don't get it, whatever. So we'll have plenty of opportunities between now and before, or now in the voting time, and then during voting, for you to make sure that you have a way of getting that phone number for voting. So don't worry, we'll make sure that everyone who is a certified member will do everything we can to make sure you get your information. That being said, we've heard the voting rules, or the standing rules, which, as I was listening to those, I wanted to say that since we, you know, since we're all on Zoom and we're using the hand raising, can they be called the hand rules this year instead of the standing rules? Yes, y'all can groan. My colleagues all groan at me with my bad jokes.
At work,
so. Yeah. I have a colleague at work that anytime me and one of my other colleagues start going off on our punning riffs, he always groans at us. So when we taught a class last week, we were going crazy. We need some groans. Anyway, okay. All that being said, is there somebody that would please make a motion dealing with these standing rules?
I move that we vote to adopt the standing rules.
Okay, we have a motion to adopt the standing rules. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a second. All right. That being said, we have a motion. Andrea, do we have any? So if anyone has any concerns, questions, comments, I guess, on these standing rules.
We do have a hand.
Let's go ahead and raise hands. Okay. And again, Edward, we just heard how to raise hands. So.
Okay, Edward's iPad.
All right. Well, hopefully Edward is with his iPad.
Yeah, hope it's not just his iPad.
Or at least somebody's with Edward's iPad, and it's not Edward's iPad that's just raising the hand on its own.
Yeah. Okay, you're there. Ed, go ahead.
Okay, no, I guess my hand was raised. I didn't realize it.
Okay, all right, no
all
problem.
All right.
lower my hand.
All right. An inadvertent hand. Hopefully your arm didn't get too tired by accidentally raising your hand.
Okay. Okay. We don't have any other hands, Gabe.
No other hands. Okay. So I'm going to treat this like we heard for bylaws and resolutions and those things. So if you are opposed to these standing rules, then go ahead and raise your hand now. We'll give it a few seconds to see if we have anybody raising a hand.
No hands.
Okay. Hearing no hands coming up, I am going to declare that we have our first successful vote and that we have adopted standing rules for the to take us through till the midday Sunday. So thank you, everyone. Thank you, Andrea, for playing those. Thank you, Adam, for reading them. Thank you, everybody, for participating in this vote.